really know that until
I... We're good to go. Sorry, I like to be on time.
There we go.
Hey.
Are we going? Are we good? I'd like to call the Montville Zoning Board of Appeals to order November 1st, 2023 at 6 p.m. Could we all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And could I get a roll call, please?
Sure. Board Member Adams.
Here.
Board Member Variety.
Here.
Board Member Perdue.
Here.
Board Member McNeil.
Here.
Board Member Likens.
Here.
And Board Alternate Montoya.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. There's no, let's see, the approval of the minutes of October 4th. I'm not going to lie, I haven't reviewed them. Has anybody reviewed them that wants to make a motion on them?
I have not reviewed them either.
I'd just like to mention that the date at the top says April 5th, 2023. It should be changed to October 4th.
Okay. Should we table it for the next time, or we feel confident that the... I think that we'll hold off on those approvals until next meeting, since nobody read them.
We would.
That would be, did you review them, Joe?
Yeah, I looked.
Did they seem okay?
Yeah.
All right, you want to make... I'll make a motion to approve them. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So moved. There's no executive session, but we have a public hearing. Public hearing 23 ZBA 464 Old Colchester Road Extension, parcel ID 5057027000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner Norman J. Passarelli Jr. and Kelly M. Passarelli. Applicant Norman J. Passarelli Jr. for a 13-foot variance of minimum side yard required 75-foot rear yard setback per zoning regulation section 5.6.3 for a new single-family residence. At this time, I would like to request the staff report.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer for the record. I'd like to read in the exhibit list for this application. Exhibit 1, application and plans titled Zoning Location Survey Property of Norman J. and Kelly M. Passarelli for property located at 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, Town of Monmouth, County of Lennon, Connecticut, dated September 13, 2023, and revised on October 11, 2023. Exhibit 2, referral to the town clerk for the town of Salem in accordance with United General Statute Section 8-7D, F, dated October 16, 2023. Exhibit 3, copy of public hearing notice published in the Day newspaper on October 20, 2023, and October 27, 2023. Exhibit 4, copy of the public hearing notice published on the Town of Monmouth website on October 18, 2023. Exhibit 5, abutters list and certificate of mailing receipts dated October 20, 2023. And Exhibit 6, staff report dated October 18, 2023. And now I'll read my staff comments into the record. This property is located in the Water Resource Protection Zone, WRP 160, on about 2.7 acres and has approximately 567 feet of frontage on Old Colchester Road Extension. The property is a legal, pre-existing, non-conforming, undeveloped lot with regards to its size. The minimum required lot size in this district is 160,000 square feet. The required front and rear yard setbacks are 75 feet each, and the side yard setbacks are 30 feet each. The applicant proposes to construct a single family residence with an 8-foot by 20-foot front porch and a 10-foot by 62-foot rear porch and associated site improvements. The single family residence is proposed to be approximately 62 feet into the required 75-foot rear yard setback, requiring a 13-foot variance. The location of the single-family residence, the required minimum yard setbacks pursuant to the requirements of WRP 160 Zoning District are shown on a plan entitled Zoning Location Survey Property of Norman J. and Kelly M. Passarelli for property located at 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, Town of Montville, County of New London, Connecticut, dated September 13, 2023, and signed by James Bernardo, licensed land surveyor, on October 11, 2023. The applicant states the hardship is as follows. The property is a pre-existing non-conforming lot and of irregular shape. The minimum zoning yard setback significantly reduced the potential development locations for the property. And at this time, we'd like to welcome Mr. Norman Passarelli, who is the owner and applicant, to further describe the proposed variance and or answer any questions.
Good evening. I'm Norman Passarelli. My wife and I own the piece of property as mentioned, 64 Old Colchester. And as I remember last month, the meeting was about the wetlands and our...
Could you state your current address, please?
Current address is 1132 Hartford Turnpike, Waterford, Connecticut.
Thank you.
As deliberated in the last meeting, we talked about the wetland variance, and upon your suggestion, the surveyor, Mr. Bernardo, turned the house and moved it back a little bit to get out of that wetland issue, and henceforth needing a variance in the rear setback of 13 feet.
That's it? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Is there anyone else like to speak in favor of this application?
John Gadboys, 40 Old Colchester Road. I own the abutting lot to where the variance would be granted if it was granted, and I just wanted to speak in favor of the proposal.
Thank you. Is there anyone else like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor? Hearing none. Is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition? One more time. Anyone in opposition to this variance? Hearing none. Is there anyone who'd like to provide additional information, comments, or questions at this time? Does anybody up here have any questions for staff or the applicant? We've obviously seen this application before, and it's, you know, seemed to, I won't comment on it, but it's obviously they pulled it back out of the that questionable setback to the wetlands, and they seem to make it a little bit more palatable to some. Anyway, if there's no further questions for staff or the applicant, I'll entertain a motion to, I'll just make a motion here, to close ZBA 23, ZBA 4, 64 Old Colchester Road Extension. Motion made to close. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So moved. I'm going to make a motion so that we can discuss this. I make a motion to grant a 13-foot variance of the minimum required 75-foot rear yard setback per zoning regulation section 5.6.3, WRP 160 minimum setbacks, to construct a new single-family residence a distance of 62 feet to the rear property line as requested in application 23 ZBA 4, including supporting documents and as shown in plan entitled Zoning Location Survey Property of Norman J. and Kelly M. Passarelli for property located at 64 Old Colchester Road Extension, Town of Montville, County of New London, Connecticut, dated September 13th, 2023, and signed by James Bernardo, licensed land surveyor, on October 11th, 2023. I made a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion.
Looks good.
My discussion is he He was at our last meeting. He followed our direction.
Recommendation.
Recommendation. Okay. He followed our recommendation, and I'm very happy with it. I don't think there's anything more to add.
I think that you can point out that the hardship is obviously shown on the map, where you can see how the lot is irregularly shaped, and they have they have issues with the wetlands. So there's not a lot of options here. Again, it's a lot of record. It's pre-existing non-conforming. I think they've, done their best to stay out of. They actually completed to stay out of the setback issue. I'm satisfied with what they did. Is there anybody else who wants to add? Or
this is their only location.
Okay. We good?
I'm good.
All right. A motion has been made to grant this application and second it. So I guess we'll go for a vote. I'd like to have a roll call vote, please. And just simply say favor if you're in favor of it.
Commissioner McNeil?
Favor.
Commissioner Moriarty?
Favor.
Commissioner Plakas?
Favor.
Commissioner
Favor.
Commissioner Adams?
Favor.
Not to forget the reason that we approve this, the findings for granting this variance are, the motion carries, by the way. The unique conditions and circumstances associated with the request are not the result of actions of the applicant taken subsequent to the adoption of the Montville zoning regulations, and their variance would be in harmony with the general intent and purpose of the zoning regulations, Montville zoning regulations, and would conserve the public health, safety, convenience, welfare, and property values, and the exceptional difficulty or hardship on which the decision is based as follows. Property is a pre-existing blah blah blah. The property is pre-existing non-conforming lot of regular shape. The minimum zoning yard setback significantly reduced the potential development locations on the property. Anyway, that's the reasons, and it's approved. New business? There's none. No old business. No other business. So I guess I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So moved.
Enjoy your new house.
Yeah.